This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On this episode of The Live Feed, we continue our coverage of Boats and Bluegrass 2013 with Orange Mighty Trio. Playing their own special brand of hybrid chamber music, members of this band use the fiddle as well as jazz and pop-inspired elements as they dance the line between spontaneity and composition. We now take you to KQAL's Juan Galarza as he visits with the band on their creative process, as well as what it's like performing in front of a live audience, and more.
This is Juan Galarza, and you're listening to Live Feed. Today we're with the Orange Mighty Trio at Boats and Bluegrass Festival. Can we go around, introduce yourselves, tell us your name and what you play?
My name's Nick Gaudette. I play the double bass.
Mike Vosage, piano.
Zach Klein, violin.
Where are you guys from? How long have you guys been together? And what brings you to bluegrass?
Well, we are celebrating our 7th year together as a trio. Right now we all live up in the cities, Minneapolis, Minnesota there. Well, Zach, you might be able to tell us how we all got together.
Well, we kind of met in college / music camps, and as far as bluegrass, I kind of started playing bluegrass in Colorado as a teenager. Kind of got sucked into that, away from classical and into that world. And so we're not strictly bluegrass, we kind of write our own, but I'm always thinking about bluegrass, kind of. And Mike's kind of always thinking about jazz. For him, it was sort of jazz. And Nick is sort of like, can do anything, so.
So how did you guys get involved in this festival? Is this your first time performing here?
Okay, so we actually asked our Facebook fans where we should play. And Mike and I had a college classmate who said, hey, you should play Boats and Bluegrass. And she knew the people. So it was just like a simple Facebook post actually got us this gig, which is really kind of exciting because that really doesn't happen very often. Thank you.
You're listening to The Live Feed and our coverage of Boats and Bluegrass 2013 with Juan Galarza. We now return to our interview with Orange Mighty Trio.
What's your creative process like? How do you go about come up with the music? Do you guys, say, come up with the lyrics first and then the riffs, or how do you go about that?
We're a mostly instrumental band, basically completely instrumental band. We don't actually have any lyrics. So anything we did, like...
The lyrics are like, do, 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 do.
That's it. So we do that. It's a collaborative process. A lot of times one of us will come in with an idea, but we'll let the other two guys score out their own parts and kind of hash out their own parts. And we leave a lot of room for improvisation. So every night we do a different kind of take on our own songs, you know. The form stays pretty close, but we always do a lot of kind of jamming and stuff, so...
So what we're going to be listening to tonight is going to be semi-improvised?
Definitely. Yeah.
It's always semi-improvised, I'd say.
Yeah, there's open sections of every song. So we have at least one place usually where we're jamming out on a song, so...
Thank you.
You've been listening to the unique music blend of Orange Mighty Trio and their performance from Boats and Bluegrass 2013. We now hand it back to KQAL's Juan Galarza as he visits with members of the band. You're listening to The Live Feed.
How would you guys describe performing in front of a live audience?
Well, I think like individually we've been doing it for quite a long time here, but as a trio we've been doing it for, 7 years, I'd say, 7 years. And, you know, it's just such a great vibe playing for an audience, playing for a live audience. And actually your audience can always change. We've played everything from sit-down concert venues to where people are basically very formal to, you know, to this kind of jam out, which is going to be really exciting. You know, it's really fun to see little kids dance to our music. That sometimes happens, I'd say. And so it's you know, it's always just a great feel when the audience is involved. So even though we are the Orange Mighty Trio, we actually have a
An alter ego,
where we go as Nerd Enhanced Sound. And if you take the letters of Nerd Enhanced Sound, you'll get NES. Yes, we cover original Nintendo music. And I hope you enjoyed this next song that we had dedicated to 8-Bit Pale Ale.
Listening to The Live Feed and Orange Mighty Trio's performance from Boats and Bluegrass 2013. We now go back to our interview hosted by KQAL's Juan Galarza.
We also teach a lot of lessons and things, and these guys both teach in an arts high school. So, like, we put in the touring between other stuff, too, and the teaching kind of feeds the performing feeds the teaching, I would say.
There's nothing better than staying true to your craft when you're teaching the youth about what you do, you know? So you got to really stay honest when you're on stage and when you're in a collaboration experience and everything like that, so...
Thank you.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thanks again to the members of Orange Mighty Trio for visiting with us on the live feed. More information on Orange Mighty Trio can be found online at www.orangemightytrio.com. Another thank you goes out to all who made Boats and Bluegrass 2013 possible. More information on Boats and Bluegrass can be found at www.boatsandbluegrass.com. You've been listening to the live feed with Juan Galarza.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The live feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.